Like I say, I love each and every one of you here
Amen.
Today.
Amen. Love you,
bless your heart, preacher.
Y'all looks good to me back there
this
morning.
Love you, brother.
Love you, preacher.
Well, I'm glad I got a Savior. Boy, that sits on the right hand of God today.
Amen.
Boy, ain't nothing like him today.
Amen. Amen.
I was telling my wife this morning coming down the road. She said, what's wrong? I said, listen to me. I got a poor to stay at home today. I got a poor to go to church.
Amen.
I pay God Bible study. I hear old Teddy say one time, he said it's like an old bulldog a hold of one side, brother. And boy, I tell you what, and you know what? He said it's which one will win. He said the one that you say sticks to is the one that's going to be.
Amen.
That's the one you lean to. Bless your heart. I trust in. I depend on. Brother Glenn. He's the one that's going to win.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now. Brother Glenn. Boy, I've got my eyes. Set on
land.
Brother Jamie. Boy, sometimes we're going to get the figure of a praise God. I'm living for one that said greater is he. That lives in me, that he, that lives in this boy, a world today.
Amen.
I'm glad to talk, a boy alive. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life today. A boy, this world may come
bless and
leave you, with everything that he's got, but listen to me. I got one thing. That you bring you me, a boy.
Amen.
So I'll take you out of here to live with me forevermore.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you something right now. Boy, I thank God that I've been born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, cleansed, boy, from his sin. I've been loosened from the bounds. That brother Terry, that had me bound down. Today, I'm telling you right now, this better felt than told.
Go ahead.
We don't, Brother Glenn, we don't base our salvation on
film.
But you tell me something right now.
And we'll feel
something. Look at your heart, and you don't feel it. There's something wrong.
Amen.
I'm telling you right now.
Amen.
Praise God. Boy, sometimes I don't feel a
saint.
Sometimes I don't feel like God.
Amen.
Before there's sometimes that I'm out.
Amen.
God's called me to preach His word, and I'll tell you something right now. I can't do it within myself.
Right,
I want you to know that.
Amen.
And nobody else can.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank God. The Bible says there was a certain man down in Syria, a captain of the great host, didn't he, brother?
Yeah.
That boy, his name was Naaman. And the Bible says he was an honorable man. A man with high. He was a man of vapor.
Right.
Praise God. And God had delivered Israel by this man named Naaman. The Bible says that he... Boy, he had a
bow
and he was a leper, so he was a cure for sin, but Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. A cure for leper.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
I pray God to save us. He took captain, a little maid that was overseeing. Boy, his wife wasn't. It was his wife's little maid. She said, I would to God.
Amen.
Said, my Lord was back up there with a prophet in Samaria. Boy, he would get some help. He would be cured of his disease.
Amen, praise God.
Amen. I'm glad today, boy, God's got a cure for your sin sickness today. Boy, you came to the right place. Praise God, if you're looking for salvation today, boy, you came to the right place today. What you do is your business today.
Amen, buddy.
That little lady went to the king. Word got to him.
Yeah.
Boy, there's help down there.
Yes, sir.
Mary and the word.
Yeah.
In the Bible says the king. Boy, he was a high
on the
man.
That's right,
brother.
Yeah. I'm proud of
him. A still there by name. And he went down. Boy, praise God.
Amen,
son. Yeah, when he got down there, praise God, when he got down there, boy, he took that letter. He, no doubt he walked up to him, Brother Kevin, and he reached the letter to him, and that old king, and got mad. He said, well, who am I? Well, then I'm a God. Then I can kill. Well, I can make a lie.
Yes.
Praise God. He takes him out of hell. Boy, I don't think that no king of Israel was winning right either.
That's
God,
right.
He's a serious hand. Bless his brother's
hand. Amen, brother. That's right.
Praise God. And the Bible said he, old king, arranged his clothes. The boy, word come to word. Word come to Elijah. Back up her. He said, why? He said, word now, why have you arranged your clothes? Your clothes, old king. Praise God. He said, you've seen him appear to me. Praise God.
Yeah.
The Bible says that when he went down, he took 10 pounds of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold.
He sure did.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay,
hey, he's not one.
That record was something.
Yeah.
Boy, he wasn't rid of it. It cost him a lot of money, but that money didn't mean a lot to him.
Yeah.
Praise God. When he got down.
That's good.
A boy, he went down there. A boy, I tell you what, he went and stood before the door of an old Elisha. And old Elisha just said that word.
Amen.
You go down there to the river of Jordan and you get Stanley's high. Boy,
yeah.
Bible says that old lady got mad.
He did.
Bible says he got fierce. But God, he said, I surely thought that he would come out, a boy, and call upon his God right before me,
yeah.
Or do something, a boy, a miracle, or cast his hand.
I'm the big thing.
A boy,
yeah.
And he said, but here he is. He tell me to go down the river of Jordan and get seven times.
That's right.
You know what God tell you today? He said, repent, and repentance is called in the hands of every
man. That's what he says, Acts 17.
He said, take me word, I pray God or die for the
hate. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
You need to take his word. Praise God, that's what we got.
That's what we got.
All we
you
got.
Know what? That's all we need.
That's exactly right.
That's all we need today.
That's good, bro. It's one going down there to the River Jordan. Down in Damascus, ain't they more better than the river? They're cleaner. Oh, Jordan,
yeah.
I hate to see them be. Yeah. If I tell you, go down there and get 7 times and be saved. Praise God.
Yeah.
Roll high river, Damascus, they can be.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now. God did. Boy, Elisha told him. God's man had told him what to do.
Yeah.
That's right. Here he was. Bible says he rested on rage. Heading down to, or heading back home. Upstate mad. He come down there to get help.
Yeah.
Amen. He said when he had, his old servant talked. Run and called him. And said, hold a minute. If he would have come, he told you to go do a harder, a miraculous sign, wouldn't you have done it? He said, what's it going to hurt if you go down on the river, Jordan? And he said, fine, like the man of God told you to.
Amen. Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, praise God. You better listen to what God's telling you right now. If you, I'm telling you, come to the right place to get peace, get hope in your life today. But you'll have to do what God says.
Amen.
Well, get humble,
everybody.
Believe His word, repent, and call upon Him. Praise God, He'll save you. I promise you, by the word of God.
Amen. Amen, son. You sure will, brother.
I tell you what, you keep walking out here. You keep walking out here and pray God. That's going to catch you. And if you fall in sin, the Bible says, hi, three falls. That's the old chart right.
Right.
Bless your heart, son.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't matter what we say, son. That's right.
Your old nature. I can just picture him going down to Jordan. I pray God he got down in Jordan. And he gets down one time. And he came back up. Nothing. I pray God he went down the second time. Nothing. The third time. Nothing. You know why? Because he said seven times.
That's right.
You know what? Because he did what the man of God told him. I tell you what, if he didn't went down six times and walked away there, he would never got
no help.
Obedience, brother.
That's right. Obedience. Yes, right.
Obedience to God.
We just quit seeing God. God sees. I preach the word. And we keep turning away. And turning away. And turning away. And you're not going to get no help.
No,
turning away. No, what says his word today. You'll never get to see the likes of that city. I'm telling you about right now. Praise God. On you today, if you're lost and God filled in your heart, you can find help right here.
Amen.
Amen. That's God's truth, brother. That's right.
That's your song. Praise God, that's where I got help, Brother Queen.
Yeah, me too.
Amen. Still you don't have to be right here. Praise God.
Well,
people got help in the mind.
Amen.
Amen. Got help in the bathroom. Boy, down on the side of her bed. Boy, I say what? He done to the world.
Amen.
Go preaching.
When he got... When he got his touched him, boy, what he said he done, he said he got, he went back to the man of God's house and he stood outside and he encouraged and tried to get Elisha to take the gift that he brought to him.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Watch this.
I'm
going to take it with
you. Yeah.
Question. It didn't cost me nothing?
No.
It cost me nothing.
Amen.
What God
gives me,
I want to be free.
Amen, brother. Amen.
I said, no, I'm not.
You
know,
help him, brother. That's right.
What
do
you say, brother?
But Elisha had a servant there.
He sure
didn't look
the
same way Elisha did.
No. Elisha sent him away. Never took nothing from him, did he?
Yeah.
Would you haste to have a servant? He said, boy, look, God spared us. Elisha spurred this man.
Yeah.
He took nothing. He brought the gift down to give to. Why didn't he take some of it?
Yeah, buddy.
He thought, well, I know what I'll do. I'll run after him.
Yeah.
He got down there. When old Nathan seen him run, he hopped out of his church and he turned around to me. He says, is all well? Yeah, he said, yeah, all well. He said, but here's the problem. We had little servants come. Young servants came from of the Protestant.
Yeah.
Came from Ephraim.
And they need a talent of silver. And two changes of clothes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That like your spirit's
away. You know what he told him? He said, you're going to take two talents of silver.
Yeah.
Two changes of clothes. Now, they must be very big because it took... They laid him up on two animals.
They loaded him up, yeah.
Loaded him up.
He'd been spiritual, though.
He went hit him in his house. You know, you don't have nothing, Lord.
No.
I don't care if God don't give a thought. Everything you do.
Yeah, sure does.
You may hide it from dirt. Oh, I'm getting nowhere. I mean, right here.
Lie, lie, lie.
He said, didn't my heart go before you?
Yeah.
When I seen him turn from that chariot, I know all about it. God, yeah, I'm a man of God. I know what you done.
That's right.
God tell you, don't he, brother? Let you know.
Yeah.
Bless your heart, preacher.
He said,
Jay,
is it time to receive money? Is it time to receive vineyards, olives? Chief, it's time to see this stuff. He said, listen to me, Jason. He said the little letter that Nathan had
on you,
will
buddy.
Be upon you,
yep.
And you'll see for the rest of your life.
And your family.
Your life.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, if there's a family over right now, praise God.
I believe they're God.
When God says something, he don't change.
No,
no, sir.
No, he does not.
I believe with everything in it, I believe they're late.
I believe they're either.
Amen.
Amen.
They want cure for leprosy, or they want cure for sin.
Amen.
Amen. He said, gonna write his call.
That's right.
Amen, preacher. Amen.
You can do whatever you want to. You can keep rejecting, rejecting, rejecting.
Amen.
I'm just, I promise you one day that you'll win. That you'll get healed.
Yeah, because I'll give you
a hand. Amen.
I love you.
Amen, buddy. Amen, preacher. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, we make this thing hard.
We do, so.
We make it hard. But we won't try to get right.
Mm-hmm.
I went and saw a young man this week. I tell him, I said, listen, I wish. But man, I wish. That I could tell.
Man.
No.
Yeah.
If I could, I think I'd get a touch of
them. Yeah.
Because if they want, that's a lie.
Amen. Amen, son.
Amen.
Amen.
I love you.
Amen,
preacher.
Good stuff, Gary. Bless your heart, brother.